Amud Aleph.
Reported to Kodim.
Amud Aleph. Until so soon, Rosh Hashanah. Lamed Gimel.
Shkoyach. Okay. So, Rabbi Yosef says he's going to make a Su'uda L'Talmidim. If they tell him that the halacha is not like a beauty. Because since Rabbi Chanina taught us, because he has more pressure, like Tosfos says, he doesn't have pas basaloi like the other guy. It's not a win-win situation. So he says, if you tell me the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to make a party because he was blind. And Rabbi Yehuda paskens asuma is potter for mitzvahs. So if you tell me asuma is chayv for mitzvahs, I'll be very happy because God mitzvah of voice. Ah. I skipped. That was the maskar. The raya is from his habamina. What was Rabbi Yosef's habamina? Before he heard about Rabbi Chanina's statement, his habamina was, Adarabba, if the halach is like a Yehuda, then I'm in good shape because I'm not commanded and I'm doing it anyway. Because he thought, Einam Tzavavos is greater. That was his habamina. So Tosfos is medayik. Rabbeinu Tam is medayik from Rabbi Yosef's habamina. That even if you're potter, you make brachas. Zog Tosfos, so it's mikan medak to Rabbeinu Tam. The noshim bevarchis on mitzvah seishas man kramor. Abagav tefturis legamrei. Dafkin midrabbanon lamechaydi. Could the muchak perk mishameisoi? He says noshim are potter of mitzvah seishas man kramor. Even midrabbanon. Potter midraisa. And even the rabbanon would never mechayv them. Apa pichen. I'll bring you raya from here. That they would make brachas when they come to do the mitzvah. Meaning, if they be chayv in the rabbanon, then okay, then that's not such a big chiddush because we already know that. That's the sugya, the second parak of Shabbos, Peruchas Chanukah. It says, Asher Kedushan Mitzvahs of Vitzivon, Lahalik Ne Chanukah. And the Gemara says, Heichon Sivon, and it says, either from Lois Sosor, which is the pasuk that we learn out that you have to listen to the rabbanon. Or from Sha'al Avichav Yageidcha Zekenechav Yom Yulach, that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to the Rabbanon. So to say it Tzivanu under Rabbanon, that we know, that's a Mufurshe Gemara and Shabbos. The Chiddush here Tosfos is saying is that he was a Raya from Brochas Dabchov, that even with Rabbanon they're not Chayv. What's his Raya? What's his Raya? You looked it up? His Raya has to do with benching. Has with benching. Yeah, it's a sugi over there with Rabbanim b'motzi. The raisa, and that sugi over there. Grab the brochas for 1 second. Yeah, it's the same sugi with the cotton, but over there it says that they wouldn't be chayv at all if benching was a what's the lashon
Gemara? Right there. It's all in the corner.
It's mash from that Gemara. They wouldn't be chayv at all.
Second column, second row.
Second row.
Second bookshelf. Up top, second row.
Second row
from the top.
Second from the top.
Move up to your right a little bit.
Move to your right. There you go.
There you go.
No frills, Gamal. Hmm. Yeah. Amar Rav Be'Ava. Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Ayoyim Devar Torah. Noshim Chayim B'Kiddush Midaraisa. Kiddush and Shabbos. Amai. Why they chayiv? Mitzvah Seishes Man Gromo. B'Chom Mitzvah Seishes Man Gromo Noshim Peturais. Like it says in Kiddushin. I'm going to buy me their bun, the chai me their bun. I'm going to rub about the Torah come out. What do you mean? It says the Torah. But oi, furthermore, if you're going to be mechayiv them kiddush mid rabbanon, kol mitzvah say nechayivinu mid rabbanon. So why do we mechayiv them in all the mitzvahs that you've done gromas der rabbanon? Elo rather merava amakra. The pasuk says zalka b'shama kol sheshem b'shmir yeshem b'zchira. V'hani nashi hayav isnu b'shmir isnu b'zchira. There's a drasha. Whoever has shomer has zachor. Shomer is the loy sases of Shabbos, lamites malachas, and so on. So an ishu is chayv and shomer is also chayv and zachor. That's a drasha. She's chayv the rice and mitzvahs kiddush, even though it is man grama. Yeah. What did Rava say in the Gemara? Rava said it's right before it talks about benching. The next part of the Gemara is benching. But what did Rava say? Rava said, if you want to tell me that the chayiv in mitzvahs kiddush only midrabanon and not the araisa, so why in the world would be with him a chayiver in the mitzvahs of zman grama of kiddush midrabanon and not be mechayiver in all the mitzvahs of zman grama midrabanon? What's the difference in this and everything else? Which means that's clear from the Gemara. They were not mechayiver in mitzvahs of zman grama midrabanon. There's no such a chayiv. That's clear from what Rabbi is saying. That's the Raya Tosis means, right? Right? That's what Raya Tosis means when he says, "Kidemuchach peperek mishamesai." Kidemuchach in the Gemara here that they never mechayiv midrabanan. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning, this is an important point. This is an important point because without this, the whole Raya of Rabbeinu Tam. He's not really saying anything. Meaning, the whole point to his right is, even though they're not chayiv midrabanan, afa pichein they make brachas. Had nashim chayiv mitzvah shavan gomim midrabanan, that wouldn't be an issue. Like I said, the Gemara in Shabbos. That's why Tosfos is bringing this Gemara in brachas. You see, clear from the Gemara in brachas, when Rava asks that it can't be mitzvah kiddush is a derabanan, because then all mitzvah shavan gomim should be derabanans. Is it right that not chayiv midrabanan mitzvah shavan gomim? Ava pichein, Rebbeinu Tam says, I've arrived from here, they can make brachas. They can say mitzivonu on a mitzvah that they're not chayiv midaraisa and not chayiv midrabanan. Mikol mokim, he says, the choylo shein lavorich. The ain kan mishum l'sisa shmar l'shav. It's not a, you're not being over on saying Hashem's name l'shav. We'll see soon in the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it says more about that. You're not being over until l'sisa shmar l'shav. You're allowed to make the bracha. Mishum mevarcha is bracha she'en etzricha. You're not being over on a bracha that you didn't need to make, which would be l'sisa shmar l'shav, saying the Shem's name for no reason. Why? What's your ra'i, Rabbeinu Tam? Because if not, heichi samach Rav Yosef, how could he have been happy in his havam, you know, when he thought he's better off because he's not chayiv? How in the world would he have been happy about that? He'd be mafsid all the brachas. There's no way he'd be happy make a yuma tabel rabbanon if it meant he's missing out on all the brachas. And the Ran adds to that, because the Gemara says someone that wants to be chassidah, someone that wants to serve Hashem on like you said, lefnim mishir hasadin dika level. So that's all dependent on the milah de brachas. The milah de brachas is what brings that out from a person. So there's no way Rabbi Yosef would make a yumadol rabbanon if he's missing out on that. Can't be happy about that. Even in his habamina, the mitzvah voice is greater. To lose the milah de chassidah brachas, or maybe like you said, okay, you can hear maybe a give and take, but not a yumatava. Yeah. So that can't be. Must be. You can make brachas even then. Must speak, make brachas even then. Because even though your mamash not commanded, there's mamash no tzivu, not midaraisa, not midrabanan, av apichein, you could say tzivanu. Why? Because you're coming to do the mitzvah, and you're putting yourself into the shoes of someone that's commanded in the mitzvah, even though you're not commanded in the mitzvah, but you're shaykh to the mitzvah, you're part of Klal Yisrael, and you're coming to the mitzvah, so you could say, you could be nichlal and mitzivanu. I guess that's what he means, right? You have to see. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah maybe says this, explains this far a little bit more. You're attaching yourself to the tzivoy.
Someone is. I'm able to benefit from it.
I mean, Klai Yisrael is mitzvah in this mitzvah.
And I can say that she can
see, even though I'm not. What?
She can still get some kind of...
And there's some kind of schar of... Right. It's not this...
So the new part, Sivanu, is, reflecting all aspects.
Yeah, Sivanu. So let's see what the Ran says. Let's see what the Ran says. The beginning part of the Ran is kind of similar, I think, to Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. But let's skip to the part of the Ran that we spoke about. The Ran wants to say it's not a Raya. The Ran wants to say it's not a Raya. So the Rebbeinu Tam's Raya is not a Raya at all, because we just got to explaining that Noshim in Mitzvah Seichus Man Grama are not just Potem Midraisa, they're even Potem Midrabanan. But Asumi, he says, Asumi is Chayiv Midrabanan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you think of Rabbi Yehuda, that Asumi is Potem Midraisa, he's Chayiv Midrabanan. Midrabanan Kivim Chayivi. So Rabbi Yehuda was making brachas, you're right, he was making brachas because he makes brachas to the Rabbanans. But he can't make a right from that to the Noshim. Bring a raya. The mechayim the banan bring a raya that assumes chayv the rabbanon even according to Rabbi Yehuda. We did not. The Megillah, the Mishnah says a Megillah. Sure, I'd love some. It smells good. The Mishnah says a Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Okay, this is our Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Kol shaloi roa ma'oris miyam avul yifras al shema. If you never saw the ma'oris, then you should not. Talking about there, I guess, being the chazan. Talking about making the bracha or just being the chazan for the bracha. Just moitzi people in the bracha of yoytzam oiris. You can't be moitzi them in yoytzam oiris if you never saw the oiris. Kloimar, levish lo nene be oiris. Since you never got a nod from the oiris, kedishi yivarech aleihem. So you shouldn't make the bracha on them. You shouldn't be moitzi people on the bracha on them. So what? That's the mishnah. So what's the ram b'dayik from there? Time of the loy ra. That's only because you never saw it, you never got a nod from it. Oh, Rob, but if you saw it, right? The Lashon HaMishnah is called Shalai Rob, me Ariz, me Amav. But what if you saw it his whole life and he became blind yesterday? Then it's Mashmi, he could do it, right? Oh, Rob Pyrus. Then he said, if it would be true, the Summa that would be the pot that I feel with your bun on. Rob, Lama Pyrus. Hein Mechoy Medava, if I call Hashem Mechoy Medava, and I might say, I'm the Chabasan. Smash my had he gotten another from the Iris. His whole life he could have gotten another Iris. Meaning, I'm making it extreme just to bring out the point. He could be 75 years old and he became blind yesterday. So, it's Mashma, he could make the. Why not? He knows what Iris are. He has another from the Iris. But if Asuma's put the mitzvahs, it doesn't matter that he got another from the Iris. There's no way he can be made to me in my Chiv if he's not Chayiv. Al Korchach Mochach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Chayim with the Rabbanan. If it was part of the Rabbanan, then Rabbi Yehuda should have said, a Summa cannot be Meitzu and yet Meitzu, period. But he doesn't say that. He says he can't be Meitzu because he was not Nenem Meitzu, which means a guy that was Nenem from Meitzu could be Meitzu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. How could that be? It's Potter. Territory, it must be, it's Chayim with the Rabbanan. That's why if he once saw the Moiris, he could do it. What do you want to say to that? Maybe my raya is not a raya. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda's, when Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, I want to bring a raya that even though Rabbi Yehuda said a sumas part of a mitzvah, he only meant a raisa. Maybe my raya is not a raya. Maybe when Rabbi Yehuda said assumes potter for mitzvahs, he meant completely. Ah, it says here that if he once, or it's mashma here, that if he once got hanok from the iris, he can make the bracha for me. That's because a suma that was once able to see, that type of suma, Rabbi Yehuda never pottered. He only meant to potter the suma meikara. But in the suma that he was pottering, I no longer have a right that he should be chayim midabanan. He's potter completely. And Rabbi Yosef, according to that, would have been L'chayra, right, if in that Havamina, if you want to say that teretz for Rabbeinu Tam, you'd have to say that Rabbi Yosef was Meikar. Yeah, Erechinami. It's not true. From time, because let's look at Rabbi Yehuda's reason why he patters a suma. According to the reason why he patters a suma, the Mefarish Barakah Chai will not be Zion and Baba Kam. According to the reason Rabbi Yehuda uses, that reason equally applies to someone who was once able to see. So it can't be he was only pattering a suma meikara. He was pattering every suma. So now my raya comes back. If I let him be moitzi him in Kriya Shema in Yer Tzemayris, then must be his chai midir bon. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason over there? What's his reason? Learn to that. You need a Baba Kama. Ellie, Baba Kama, please. Yeah, but here in the you need the extra schar. Kama Pezayin, Pezayin, Amr Aleph. Shkoyach Yid. Shavto Eida, Benamaka, Ben Goyal Adam, Ar Mishpat Ma'ila, ואלה המצוות והחוקים המשפטים, כל שיש במשפטים יש במצוות וחוקים, ואולי בדיוק אם זה חוקים. And then it brings in Rabbi Yosef. It brings in each one. it's all psukim, it's all gezeres hakosos. You learn it out from Beloy Reois. The main place it starts from is from Beloy Reois. By Golis. Summa Potem and Agolis. Kali, we the Potem, Mechavi Golis, Mechavi Malkus, Mechavi Mises, Bezdin. And then later on it says, Mikol Din Mishabatoro. And then it says, Komitsa Samuus Batoro. So each time it departed him from another category of the Alokas in the Torah, it brought another Pasuk. But the initial pasuk that it brings is beloy ra'oitz, because you can't see. So lechayda, that's what the round means. Beloy ra'oitz has nothing to do with whether you were able to see or not. That's got nothing to do with the drasha lechayda. I guess that's what he means. But furthermore, like we spoke up before, that you can't say that teretz. So Rabbi Yehuda spoke with his stomach, because Rabbi Yehuda was once able to see. So the whole teretz wouldn't even help you to get out of his raya. How you want to say Rabbi Yehuda was potter completely, because Rabbi Yehuda only potter those who were never able to see. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda was someone that was once able to see, so it wouldn't help you. So then he's chayv mitzvahs, according to your the v'chid tema that you wanted to say. How do you know he's once able to see? To some in nafshem mishum lomotzi koi lo stukli bar midal amos delay. I feel like we did this once together. It says in Agoda that he blinded himself. We spoke about this in Sukkah. And maybe it's yeah, he blinded himself. Oh, we learned the sugi, you mean? Ah, we even learned the Lizard and the Toys of Rosh Hashanah. It could be. That could be. Okay? So we can stop here. No, John. Yeah? So it says he blinded himself. He shouldn't be able to see Chutz Midar and Amishavari. Which means he was once able to see. That's what that means. That's what it says in the Agoda. If you're the Aki, And even so, Potter Napshim, Rabbi Yehuda, he said he's Potter because Rabbi Yehuda. Elavadai must be a field of Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayim, the Bonan must be from the Mishnah Megillah. We see the Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechayim, the Bonan. And that's why he can be made to others. He came in the middle of creation with the Bonan, Ninu, also the Bonan, Mapik, the Bonan. So Mamele, Rabbeinu Tam's Raya would not be a Raya at all, according to the Ran. What would Rabbeinu Tam answer to this? To this Diak in the Gemara, to this Diak in the Mishnah Megillah? We'll have to see. I don't know. As of now, I don't know. We have to see. Meaning the Ran is a Diak in the Mishnah Megillah. He's been a Diak in the Mishnah Megillah. That assumes Chayv made the burden according to Yudo. If that's true, the Rabbeinu Tam's Raya is not a Raya. So somehow Rabbeinu Tam would have to get out of that Diak. Somehow Rabbeinu Tam would have to get out of that Diak. That will get to tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. We might have worked through this once before, but to look at if I have notes on this, but we'll see. That has to be addressed. How did Tom learn that deal? Okay, then the Ran has more rayas, and at the end, we skip down to the end, right? He says, if we come up, we come in the spirit, and Summa Chai Midrabanan, Summa is Chai Midrabanan. And therefore Rabbi Yosef could make brachas like the Gemara and Shabbos that you can make brachas in the Rabbanon Zivanu. Yeah, and therefore you cannot bring a raya from him to Noshim. The cave and Shein Peturah is afilu midrabanon, because since they're putter even midrabanon like it is mashma in the Gemara in brachas the Pchafam with Beis. Therefore, I could say they don't make brachas. They have no raya from here. But then the Ran says, even though his raya is not true, however, la halacha, he says, he's correct. And that's how B'nai Ashkenaz pass. Since they get schar, they could also make a bracha on it. The Kivin, the Omar, Reb Yosef Chanino. Reb Yosef Chanino. We had Reb Chanino, right? I don't know. God on Mitzvah Oysa, different gear. So God on Mitzvah Oysa, Manish, Eid on Mitzvah Oysa, Mitzvah Omar, God oil, Mashma, Sha'av Apish, and Mitzvah Scharu Noito, even though it's greater to be Mitzvah Oysa, the Mashma Oysa is that if you're not Mitzvah Oysa, you're still Shaykh to the Mitzvah. Golda just means it's a comparative term. It's more. But that's mashma. The other thing, which has less, still has. So since they're still shaykh to the mitzvah, they can still make the bracha. I frek the Rama, we were asking before, how can they say the lashon mitzivanu? It's not true. Varelon it's tavu. Vishram, if you chayv mit rabbanu, you can say mitzivanu from the saucer. But how can they say mitzivanu? Ikon the meima, the kiv and the anoshin that's nabu, the inu nami shaykh of a mitzvah, shari noitla to less schar, shap and batu in the meima mitzivanu. So tzivanu goes in the general anoshim that a mitzvah in it, but I also could do the mitzvah. The same mitzvahnu, the literal taicha is the anashim or mitzvah. But since I'm also shayach to the mitzvah, I also get schar for doing the mitzvah, which is mashma, that's the Ran's medayik from the words golden mitzvah v'yoysa. That even if you're not mitzvah v'yoysa, you get schar for the mitzvah, which means you've accomplished something doing this mitzvah. It's a meaningful thing that you did this mitzvah. So also, you could even say the lashon of mitzvahnu. We'll have to see the Rambam because Okay, that's the run. Now let's see Tosin Rashon. You think she's here now, though? Oh, she's out. Okay, so let's go through it together. Without it, whatever, speak it out. Says, huh? Yeah. So the Gemara says like this: Ain makman it's a noikos mila tkoya. We don't prevent the noikos from blowing the shofar on Yom Tov. So Gemara says, "Oh, noshim makman." That implies we don't stop the noikos because they could do it for chinuch. But noshim we would stop. Why would we stop noshim? Rashi says the peturah is legame because they're totally potter. The mitzvah zeh shezman goma hu. Because it's mitzvah zeh shezman goma. The chitoki ikabal toisav, Rashi says. So if they would blow the, if they would do the mitzvah, if they would blow the shofar, they'd be oyvim about toisav. That's what Rashi says. We never have a masho here. Michelle goes on this Rashi. Okay.
Why would that be Baal Torah?
Yeah. So Gemara says, I have a kash on that. But Tanya, ain't ma'akmin loyas and noshim, the loyas at the noshim with koi b'yomtiv. We don't stop the noshim from blowing shofar and yomtiv. So Rabbi Eloi kasha, ha, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shim. The Tanya, Daba b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael soymchin, b'nei Yisrael soymchis. Daba b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael should do smich on the carbon. Right? When a person brings the carbon, they have to smich on the carbon. But noshim are not chayvin smichon. Im b'nei Yisrael soymchis. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shim and Armim, noshim soymchis v'shos. You're allowed to let them be soymich v'shos. Avagav, even though they're potter, there's no Yisuro. They can do it. But what then Rashi says in the mitzvah zeh shezman groma, even though smicha, they're not potter from smicha because mitzvah zeh shezman groma, they're potter from smicha because it says daber abnei Yisrael. It's a different tour. But Rashi says it's the same thing, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, that noshim soymchis v'shos. It's also mitzvah zeh shezman groma. They're allowed to do v'shos. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was they can't do it. They can't do it. Let's see Tosfos. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to see it like this. There's no. Who's the one Rosh Hashanah here?
Who's
around the? Huh? You want to take a look? You want to pause it for 1 second? Is it on? Tomorrow Zebi will be here.
share. As you take this, because it's bigger, you guys can share it.
Maybe Ellie was next to you.
Which year?
The Goldstein.
I gave you 2 days. Oh, that's
the Yeah,
the Rashan. Can you bring the wrong
home? Obviously not.
Maybe someone who got to. I mean, who is here first anyway?
Huh?
No. I'm learning Yiddish.
But if we need something, it needs to be right.
Well, he used to learn. He finished Kedushin. They were learning Kedushin. No, they are using it. What do you mean?
He's talking. I just got the Gemara up in front of me.
You want?
All right, let's just go. It's fine.
Is this on? You know what this is on?
It's on.
Have you always said you didn't think it's on?
It's on.
Oh, we wanted to pause it, but we couldn't figure out how to pause it. All right, let's go. Zog Toysus. Omer bin Atam, Abba Gav, the Stam, Mastis, the Grab. Abba Gav, the Stam, Mastis, the Grab, Yudo. Even though. Yeah, that's why I gave him the big one. Also, in case somebody was just looking.
Yeah.
Omer bin Atam, Abba Gav, the Stam, Mastis, the Grab, Yudo. I love a Rabbi Yossi. Dinemuko imoy. The Paschal like Rabbi Yossi.
No, you will say.
Paschal like Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Stam Mishnah was like Rabbi Yehuda. That was a diak that we made. But the we passed him like the Braisa, which is like Rabbi Yossi, that even Noshim are allowed to do the mitzvah as Mangroma. Or Meiser Rav, the Meitzah Tfilin, Micha Basho, Heisum Menachas Tfilin. We have a raya, Micha Bashol, Ward Villain, the Ishto Shel Yoina, she's oil of regal, she was oil of regal. Who whooped the Perak in Darshan, the Bunu, that's Noshim, a Samkul of Noshim, the Lassan Akhtuk of Noshim, they let them do Smicha. So we have Kamarayas of Noshim doing Mitzvah non Grama. Umutarois, the Varech, and they're allowed to make a bracha. Al mitzvah man grama. Ava gab de pturas min dvar a mitzvah. Hahi. Umizas kois bahem. Kagoyim micha bas kushi. Shoyes a gam bevareches. That's micha bas shol. There's a whole reason why it's called micha bas kushi. I forgot the medrash. Yeah. I don't remember.
If you're the queen.
Maybe. Viteda! And I'll prove it to you. So this is all Rabbeinu Tam. This is all Rabbeinu Tam. That the Rabbeinu Tam says, first of all, we paskin. We'll go with Rashi for now, I guess, that the tzad to say they couldn't do it is Bal Tosef. She says, first of all, we paskin that they could do it. That's not Bal Tosef. Secondly, you should know they can make brachas. This is the same Rabbeinu Tam. V'teida, I'll prove to you that they can make brachas. The same raya from our Gemara, right? I originally said, because I'm not commanded, I do it anyway. If it would be true that if he's potter from doing it, he can't make a bracha. That's a bad thing to miss out on. There's no way he would have been happy about that. Like the round by us. So to give up that, the Kaimil of the Brachas, Haiman the Brother Mebe Chasidov, can't be, he would have been happy. So that's Mamish, our Raya, our Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. V'oidam reading Perek Arvi Psochim, another Raya. Suma Pater, Miloim Raha Gado. Suma is Pater to say that Gado. uparek me Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes davi omri agadato kol chad v'chad mi beisei. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes were both blind, used to say over that God, they'd be moitzi that people in that God. If they were mitzvah, their household and saying of the Agada, must be they were chayiv. And Mishari, the Gemara answers, Mishum the Ksavri, Matzah, Zman Ezeh, the Rabbana. They held Matzah, Zman Ezeh, the Rabbana. Right. Meaning the whole Gemara's kasha on Rav Yosef, from Rav Yosef was how could he be moitzi them if he's not chayv in the mitzvah? So in answer, he held it's a mitzvah derabanan. Matzah b'zman hazeh derabanan because it's not with the Garben Pesach. So why did the Gemara ask how can he make brachas? So he said, you see, that didn't bother the Gemara. And the Gemara, when the Gemara asked the Gemara is, yeah, it only bothered the Gemara. I can mitzvah to the people. It didn't bother the Gemara. How could he make brachas? Shema mina, he could tiri shor lebruchi. So I see for that Gemara, even when you're butter, it's okay to make brachas. Umishum the mevarach brachas shenatzir b'kav mishum baltisa. I may be over baltisa. Leika, that we're not worried about. That he draws a drabbanon. Because that drasha is midrabanan, the Amar Perek Mishum Meisoi, Savik Kara Emes Bi. I skipped the line? No. Savik Kara Emes Bi Atzav, Savik Loi Kara, Chayzav Kare. If you have a Savik, whether you said Emes Bi Atzav or not, you should go back. Why should you go back? Because it's Savik Dar Raisa, because it has its just Mitzrayim in it. Right, that's the Gemara. The Loya Sinim is Savik Mishum Loi Sisa. Why don't we say no? You should be Machmim is Savik. You're going to go back over the Bracha. You don't know if you said the brach of Emes V'Atzev, which ends with Gal Yisrael. Maybe you shouldn't go back into the Sufik L'Sisa. Or more change around the Matala. There's any very common to Moor, but the Ketivet Hashem L'Kechatira. Ani Mili B'loi Bracha. See, he says, that's only when you're not making a bracha. That which you're over in Baltis, meaning you're not over in Baltis of D'Oraisa if it's in the form of a bracha. I give a bracha to Hashem. That's what Tosfos is saying. On that, there's no lo sisa doraisa. Maybe the rabbanan there is, but you can make brachas here. He says that's why it's not bechlal a shayla of lo sisa, because lo sisa, the Hashem's name in the form of a bracha. Even if I'm not chayv in the mitzvah, that's not lo sisa. Haraya, because Emes B'Yatziv, what?
So you might have a bracha of a Torah, which is not a Torah.
Anytime
you would ever say a
bracha, yeah, you never overlook, even if you make a bracha of a Torah, that's not called a Sisa, on a Doraisa level. Right, that's what he brings a right from Emes B'Yatziv. Because we'll let you go back, it's a chasha, there's a suffix, why are you going back? You should be suffix Doraisa, the Chumra on Lois Sisa. The answer is that's not called Lois Sisa. So since that's not called the Sisa Doraisa, why isn't that called the Sisa Doraisa? Because I'm putting Hashem's name in a context. When I put it in the context, whatever Brocha is, that's a little
shot.
Yeah, that's Shav. It might be in Hukkah's Brochas. I should be saying that right now. Right, in Hukkah's Brochas, you know, you have to, but it's not a Loisisa Doraisa level. So it says, therefore, you could hear much more why Shaykh to make the Brocha. Neo, Tyson says, now here's where the run by us. Neo ain't kolkach raya, misumalisha. It's not such a raya from Suma to Isha. The Ava Gav, the Suma Potter. Midor Raisa, Midor Bona Miuchayev. Not such a raya from Suma to Isha, because even though Suma's Potter to Raisa, Midor Bona Miuchayev. So the fact that he can make brachas. You're not a rai, then an isha can make brachas. How do we know this? Okay, the mukach ha'id ha'avi p'sokim. The mishanik sabir v'shed v'yayit, the matzah v'zeh, the rabbanon. Because the Gemara over there answers that they held matzah v'zeh, the rabbanon. ulekach how you choin loy to achirim, and that's why they were able to be made to everybody else from that gada. Shema mina dinu nami mitzvah midrabanan must be according to that gemara. They were chayim midrabanan. Came the chayim midrabanan, since they're chayim midrabanan, you call them the baruch from Bnei Chanukah. They can make the bracha just like Bnei Chanukah. The chol mitzvahs to rabanan.
Yeah. The same gemara from which we were medayik that you can make brachas even though you're not chai because they made the brachas on the Haggadah. That same gemara says, how are they moitzi other people in the Haggadah? Because they held matzah b'zmanazeh d'rabban, which means everybody's chiv to say the Haggadah over the matzah d'rabban. No, that only helps the kasha, that only answers the kasha if they were chai b'd'rabban too. So you see, assume it's chai b'mitzah d'rabban. Once I say assume it's chai b'mitzah d'rabban, so then that's like the Ran said by us. You can't necessarily apply this raya to Noshim. To Noshim. Hey, how'd you get those?
That is the show.
Nice. Yeah. What time is it? What? Right, so let's stop now. We'll finish this tomorrow. We'll finish it tomorrow. Huh?